Trev.
I got four things I want to talk to you about. Can you hold on to your chair?
Yes, sir, I will.
I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you said the other day under adverse conditions and with everybody going to hell in Georgia, standing up like a man. I'll try to pay you back with interest. That's number one.
You know I meant it.
I know it, and I'm grateful, and I'll never forget it. Number two. Yes. That regional office, ARA man, that Andy Johnson, Andy Flint man, is moving out of there.
Yes.
That's number two. Do you know that?
Walter told me that he was going to. And my thought on that thing is, his anti-Johnson thing is not a new thing. It goes back before last fall.
Yep.
I didn't go into too great detail with Walter, but I did with some because he's been a thorn in my side all along. And quite frankly, we need all the help we can get down there.
We need it, and we're going to get it. We're coming out of this thing. We're coming out of this thing. We had a little change yesterday. We're coming out of it, and I know our problems, and I've talked to Dick and Herman. I've talked to the governor two or three times, and we're going to put all of our chips together, and by November, it's going to be a different story. Now,
the other day on that thing, naturally, the time to have done it would normally have been after the convention.
Yeah. Time.
There were some of our friends, yours and mine, who were panicking down there.
Yeah.
And I thought that I could and should do something to stabilize what I think we can turn into a victory. And I'm going to do everything I can to do it, and I think you know it.
Well, I know you are, and we're going to do it. Now, do I have to lose Hagen and Forrester and Chutin and maybe you on this poverty? Because I know one thing. I know this. I know things are a little unsettled, and I know that Lyndon Johnson, in 4.5 years, is worth more to the state of Georgia and every one of those districts than Charlie Halleck is. And he's trying to take 35 of my Democrats, and he'll take 3 or 4 from Texas, and he'll take 3 or 4 from Georgia, and he'll take Mississippi and Alabama, although I'm working with those poor devils and trying to help them and do everything I can. But I was way behind when I got in here with this damn civil rights bill already where it was. But I know I'll mean more to those people in helping them get reelected and helping their state than Charlie Halleck will. And while I'm trying to lead this country now with all of its problems, if he beats me Friday, then I've had it. I'm just like Roosevelt, and he lost his court plan. They'll say, hell, he the only bill he had his name on. He can pass the dead man's bills, Kennedy's, civil rights and everything else, but he can't pass his own. And I've got a good, sound bill there, and I agreed yesterday with Phil Landrum. He said, I want to make it where the boys in the South can swallow it, to put a veto in there. The governor can veto any project they want, and we'll have a state's rights bill. And old Tiger Teague just told me that he'd go over if we had that in it, and support me if he had to, if his vote meant a difference. And these 3 or 4 votes from Georgia are going to mean a difference.
Well, one of them...
What can I do?
One of them has already, I think, changed his mind today. I normally wouldn't like to quote anybody else, and...
I won't tell him.
Well, I know you won't. If you want me to, I will, but I can just say this one of them has. Another one was sitting right by me while ago on the front row. I think you know this. I think you know that I want to.
Yeah, I sure do.
And of course, what I'm doing, Mr. President, is this. I am trying to weigh this thing on which will help you most in Georgia. Now, I can't help you in New York or California or someplace like that, and I don't think you need any help in either one of those. And I hope you're not going to need any in Georgia. But for whatever help I can give to get you reelected and to carry the state that I live in and that I have the honor to represent part of in the Congress, I want to help you carry it.
I'll tell you this,
and I think you know that.
I know it, and I'm grateful for it. But if I don't get you and Hagen and Tootin on this bill, it'll defeat me, and Halleck will be in charge and won't make a damn whether I carry it. I own no part of my being a leader, because if I can't lead on my own bill I've had, they ought to have somebody who can, Bobby Kennedy or somebody, because if Halleck can get more votes when I got a House of Representatives 2-1 than I can on my own bill, they ought to have a new leader. Now, I think we're within 5 votes. the passness thing.
Well, I think you've got it passed. I'll be absolutely honest with you on that.
I have, if I can get you and Hagen Forrester. Now, they tell me Forrester won't go at all. You reckon that's right?
Well, he's the one that's down there sitting with me on the front row. I said on the front row, on the second row, when the forum called a while ago.
You think about this. Tell me tomorrow what I need to do. I got to pass this bill. Now, I've got to do it. I can't lose my leadership in this country. I got a war on.
Well, I don't want you.
I can't be repudiated. And I don't want them to, I don't want the headlines to say, let me show you what the New York Times says today.
Yeah.
President Roosevelt's effectiveness as president was greatly diminished when he lost out in his attempt to the Supreme Court bill. Faced with almost solid Republican opposition, fearful of the Southern support might not be recruited, presidential aides suggested recently that the president try to do something to push the bill because he's certain of a defeat. Now, that's the kind of stuff they're writing. Plan goes to the House today with future in doubt by Marjorie Hunter. President Johnson's bill went to the House floor today amid increasing signs that he could be in serious trouble. Halleck will have a unanimous vote and 35 Democrats. Now, that's what I'm up against. Now, I want to keep those 35 down to 30. That's well, and you think it overnight, tell me tomorrow what the hell I can do, and don't tell anybody I talk to you.
I'll
just be one of my advisors, and I'll guarantee you that whatever happens in Georgia in November, I'll guarantee you that this will be better for Georgia, and I'll make it up if I have to work all night.
I know you.
And I've got to have Hagen, I've got to have Putin, I've got to have Forrest if I can get him. Now, you figure out how I can get him and don't call me tomorrow.
I will.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.